Welcome to the Friday, April 6th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Today's diary is about an older PHP vulnerability, however, a kind of tricky way how it is exploited in some cases. This PHP vulnerability is a command injection vulnerability. So the code tries to execute a command, in this case, actually the image magic tools to convert images. And then the attacker attaches arguments to this command with a semicolon, making them new commands. Now, a lot of web application firewalls and such are looking for these very classic exploits. So it's not necessarily surprising to see some evasion techniques. In this particular case, only a small part of the exploit is really sent as the post parameter. The remainder is then sent as user agent. So the user agent is modified to include the actual exploit code that is then being executed by just actually executing the user agent environment variable. As always, if you see interesting stuff like this in your logs, we are always happy to take a look at it. And then next week, of course, is the second Tuesday, which makes it Patch Tuesday. We do have two advanced notifications, one from Microsoft and one from Adobe. Microsoft announced a total of 6 bulletins coming up. 4 of these are critical and 2 are important. We do have Internet Explorer again. I don't think we had that last month. The rest is affecting Microsoft Windows, then Office, SQL Server, Server Software, Developer Tools. That's all one bulletin, so that'll be an interesting one. The important ones, they affect Microsoft Forefront. That's the security product from Microsoft, and an important one for Microsoft Office. And Adobe is promising updates for Acrobat and Adobe Reader. The ratings for the affected vulnerabilities are 1 and 2, where 1 means it resolves vulnerabilities that are being targeted. Well, then we have a story about the Facebook iPhone app. Comes out of England. A developer there took a closer look at the files on his iPhone. Turns out that the Facebook app's plist file, which is essentially the configuration file, includes the authorization token in the clear. Not necessarily sure how severe that is. In order to steal that file, someone has to have a USB connection to the phone. However, you do not need to jailbreak the phone. So this will work just with software and a normal USB connection to an unjailbroken file. The plist file that's being affected here, that's essentially the configuration file for the application, is also backed up whenever you make a backup of your phone. But really what this comes down to is you're either going to store the credentials on the phone or you have to enter them whenever you use the application. The developer, Gareth Wright, who found this particular problem, he points out they could have encrypted it with the phone's ID number. I'm not sure how much that would actually help because you can probably read that ID number if you have a USB connection. So lesson learned here, there is nothing for free. If you don't have to enter your password, the phone or the application has to know it. Also, be careful when you connect your phone to a USB port. You may consider doing that for charging, but that USB port has some control over your phone. And security company DrWeb.com evidently was able to blackhole some of the command control infrastructure of the flashback Trojan that recently infected OS X systems. Turns out about 500,000 Macs are infected by this particular malware, which represents about 1% of the current Mac population. Just as a comparison, this is actually in line with some of the larger Windows bot outbreaks that we are seeing these days. And just as a final patch, we do also have a new version of Google Chrome. Particularly important to note here is that it does include a new version of Adobe Flash Player. Google Chrome does include its own copy of Flash Player and doesn't use the normal Adobe plugin that other browsers are using. Anyway, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.